Here's your chance to win a trip to see Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire in the city of your choice. We've got flights, hotel, concert tickets, and premium VIP lounge access covered. It's your chance to sing along all night long with Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Prizes provided by Live Nation. Text this hour's national keyword, LADY, to 95819. That's L-A-D-Y to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Play four times each weekday for four chances to win. Official rules and more information is at WJR.com. Meanwhile, three women have died within about 3 weeks at Michigan's only women's prison.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the exact causes of their death is unknown, but the pattern is raising some serious concerns for medical care in particular and the response times and the overall conditions inside the facility. These are some of the questions that Congresswoman Debbie Dingell wants answers to. Congresswoman, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning to both of you. I hope you are having a good Wednesday morning.
We are.
So far, so good.
We are. It's still early, but so far, so good.
I would be having a better one if I was at home. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. Fair enough. Let's talk a little bit about this. What are you asking the governor for here in this instance?
Look, I want to say that there have been questions about this prison for years. There have been reports of mold. There have been health problems. I've heard many other reports. I actually went into the prison last year. Heidi Washington, the head of the corrections bureau, came to the meeting. The head of health care for the prison system was there. There were a whole host of important people at the meeting, and I was joined by approximately 10 state legislators, state senators, and state House members from Washtenaw County, from my district, who've been asking questions for a long time. They gave us a lot of, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, promised to give us some information. But the complaints have continued. The state legislature has had hearings. A lot of things came out. But then in the last 3 weeks, there have been three deaths. I've talked to the families of two of them. When I got the call this weekend that a third person had died, I just totally kicked in the stomach. People aren't getting answers. And there are a lot of issues, but the two issues I've focused on in my letter is, and trust me, I've talked to many, many people inside the Whitmer administration about what the issues are. One is how healthcare is being handled. When are people seeing the doctor? What happens if they've got a serious condition? How is medicine being given? How are they being treated? Crystal Clark is one of the inmates that's really, she's got toxic mold on her ears, her face. That's who when we went in the prison the last time, she was actually there. We met with her doctors. And they're, you know, the information gets inconsistent. But there's also a lot of allegations made about mold, black mold, the state of the facility itself, and are people getting sick from the environmental issues. There were studies several years ago that indicated there may have been black mold. The state has been testing and saying that it's okay, but that they're not being made public. Now, the governor's office says we can't because the AG's office says we can't release it. Well, I told her, go work with the AG's office, because this is a matter of transparency. We need to be holding them accountable to what they're telling us, but we need the facts. Look, the people there have been, they're in there serving a sentence, and we recognize that, but they need to be served with humanity. There are issues here that people need to be kept in a safe environment and given medical care. And there are other good things going on there with Eastern trying to help educate many of the students, give them another occupation. But when your physical place you are in may be a threat to your health, and when medical care is not being given that takes care of you and people are dying, you need the facts.
Congresswoman, you got about 30 state lawmakers who are now calling for the resignation of the MDOC director, Heidi Washington. Do you believe leadership changes are necessary to restore public trust?
Well, I have a different answer to that. I think something's got to change. But if you replace the head of it and you don't understand the issues and everybody around you isn't going to make change, that doesn't take care of the problem. So I want answers. I want to know what's going on, why we're not being given the truth, what's happening. And then we need to look at the whole system and who's got what responsibilities and whose responsibilities aren't being done.
I also wanted to ask you about the package, the reconciliation package that was passed in the House yesterday. CBP ICE is now funded for really the remainder of the president's term here. It was a reconciliation bill, and you got that bill from the Senate. What were your impressions of that bill? Because, you know, quite frankly, the partial government shutdown with DHS, I thought was ridiculous. It was unnecessary. But at the end of the day, there is still funding for these departments.
So I voted against it, but for many reasons. I mean, I can give you the obvious ones that inside of it is the $1.8 billion, or can still be a fund to give people that were convicted of attacking police officers settlements, which I think is absolutely insane, unethical. But the bigger issue you're talking about is, you asked me this question, Chris, is that they're funded for 3 years. I think we got to stop making TSA and some of these other agencies that work very hard to keep us safe every day. And what those TSA agents have gone through, I know them, not having money to pay for food or gas to get to work. I have introduced legislation to get them out of this mess. But the bill that passed is much more like, it doesn't have any guardrails for ICE. It doesn't have things that we need to do to probably be keeping us safer. And at the same time, unfortunately, it could cause more shutdowns in other areas. So I don't think it was good policy. And I'm going to still fight to have guardrails on ICE. You know, I want the criminals off the street just like you do, but I don't want to see any more shootings like the ones we saw in Minneapolis. And I think cameras on vests and a number of other, just what every other law enforcement officer has to do should be applied.
Yeah, no,
to ICE.
I think everybody would agree with
100%,
that. 100%.
Yeah,
certainly. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you. And we'll
Thank
talk
you,
again
gentlemen.
Soon. Yeah, you got it.
Have a good
See
day.
Wednesday.
Yep, you too.
Okay.
Coming up on the other side, we're looking at gas prices down and then up a little bit. Patrick DeHaan joins us.